Well, opposition to the heavy mineral mining near the Okefenokee Swamp in Tarleton County continues to grow, with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers getting a reported 60,000 comments across two comment periods from folks concerned about the ecological effects of Twin Pines' plans to mine there. And John Quarterman, Suwannee Riverkeeper, joins me now. And John, your thoughts about the situation?
Well, I think that the Okefenokee Swamp is a gem. It's well known locally, nationally, internationally. That's why those comments came from every one of the 50 U.S. states, pretty much every U.S. territory, and many other countries worldwide. So why should we risk the swamp for a mine far too close to it, only a few miles, to mine titanium dioxide for paint? Now, you know, people may wonder, why is the Okefenokee so important? Well, you know, there's some pretty obvious stuff. It supports 700 jobs directly or indirectly, because people come from all over the world to paddle into the Okefenokee or take conducted boat tours and to look at the birds, to look at the alligators and the fish, and the fish in the waters of the Okefenokee. And around the Okefenokee, there's all sorts of hunt camps where people pay to hunt deer and other animals. Now, they can't hunt in the swamp, but those animals go back and forth between the swamp and the hunt camps all the time. But as far west as Valdosta, Georgia, if you get off of I-75 on US 84, you'll see a sign saying, Stephen C. Foster State Park, Okefenokee Swamp, 62 miles that way, which would appear to be hoping that people will stop in Valdosta and stay in motels and eat in the restaurants. So clearly the Okefenokee is economically valuable far away. And it's not just economy. Back in 2007, smoke from the fires in and around the Okefenokee went as far as 60 miles west to Quitman, Georgia. My cousin there was sent to the hospital with pneumonia because of that smoke. So if we don't take care of the ecology in and around the swamp, then we're going to get lots more big fires like that, as also happened in 2017, but not as big. It wasn't as big because in between there's been an attempt to do prescribed burns around the swamp to kind of make a barrier to. You know, sometimes when people hear ecology, they think, well, what's that got to do with me? Well, ecology includes all of us, everybody. We're all part of the ecology. We affect the waters and the air and everything else, and all that, and the wildlife affect us. If we don't take care of the Okefenokee Swamp, what are we going to take care of?
You know, you mentioned 2007. I had to go to Atlanta during that time period on my state job that I was working at the time. The smoke was in Atlanta as well.
Yeah, it went as far as north as North Carolina, and it pretty much smoked up Jacksonville, Florida. And there were firefighters from as far away as Colorado helping out there in the swamp. In a 2017 fire, the Tarleton County Commission sent a letter of thanks to the Lowndes County, Georgia Commission for sending firefighters. Mutual aid. Most fire departments have that with each other. So I must hasten to add, I do not now, nor have I ever, lived in the city of Valdosta, Georgia. Valdosta is the county seat of Lowndes County. I live in unincorporated Lowndes County on land my grandfather bought in 1921. If you want to know why I always emphasize that thing about Valdosta, look at the front page of the Suwannee Riverkeeper or Walls Watershed Coalition blog or Facebook, and you'll see yet more sewage spill in Valdosta.
Wow. Well, I've got to ask you this. 60,000 comments, at least that's the belief, that have been submitted to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Is that enough to turn back or even stall, slow up the efforts of Twin Pines?
Well, there's probably actually more comments than that, because those numbers just come from about 10 large environmental organizations that can say this is how many went through their comment forms. And the Corps will claim a much smaller number because anybody that didn't personalize their comment, Corps will lump them all together. But to your question, is that enough? Well, nobody knows. It ought to be, you'd think, but the Corps doesn't go by pure public opposition. Now, okay, what do they go by? That's kind of a good question at this point. They should be going by something very simple that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has told them. I found this out through a FOIA request back in November. Fish and Wildlife finally answered a couple weeks ago. The bottom line is, it's the responsibility of the applicant to prove that their project will not harm the swamp or the waterways. And they have not done that.
That's John Quarterman, Suwannee River Keeper. And on tomorrow's edition of the Noon News, I will conclude this interview with John. So be sure to join us then.